This is once again an instructor's view, so it's not very elegant, but for our purposes, maybe it'll help you get started in an effective way. Each of our learning modules for units is organized in exactly the same boring way. And all units are split in parts so that the content is manageable. We split the course in thirds. We split each of the units in thirds to try to make it manageable. And what you're seeing is the first unit, the first learning module for content. And what you're seeing is exactly the organization that will be used in all of them. So in each unit, at the top left, there is a table of contents. For example, if you're able to see the table of contents in that little light blue look, and depending upon your browser, it may look a little different, but the basic structure is there. The top click is to everything you need for this unit, except the maps. Maps have a copyright. Things like maps have a copyright requirement, and we fulfill that requirement by putting it in a course which is accessible only through a password from a student who has a password. So you have this link, and at the top is this unit link that has everything. And I want you to now look at the left side of this illustration. And it repeats the name of the unit, but this is everything that's there. It gives you all the possible click that you can get to all the possible essay questions for Unit 1. And it tells you what chapters are involved. And for this row, it covers Part A. And Part A gives you printable links, PDF, of the quiz questions for the Check Your Knowledge quiz for Quiz A. And the same thing is true for B and C. And another History Changes quiz that is in this same unit. So you have everything you need. And it also has in that right section of the table, in that everything you need, visuals that have helped some kinds of learners. If they don't help you, unless it says required next to it, don't use it. But for some people, being able to see relationships between information really makes their brains work better. So I try to provide, if a student had a problem over the years I've done this, the student had a problem, I said, well, would it make sense to you if I did this with it? And they said, yes, and I did it. And whenever I would keep having students use it, then it's part of the offering. But it doesn't mean you click on everything. But if you've got a problem, I may have a solution for you in there. So now let's look at the right side again. This all the things that are there. That we start with everything you need that you can also see visibly displayed. And then you see maps for Part A, and you see visuals for Part B and C. There's some common issues that are being covered. And then maps for C. And then come all the shortcuts. And that's what makes a learning module so nice. You can open up a link like everything you need. Keep it open. You can go use a map. You can go post a question in your discussions working group. You can do this all from one place. If you're ready, you've taken the Check Your Knowledge quiz and you've been working on it for a while and you've asked questions and you've done that and you're very sure you like taking practice quizzes, and so you've done that, and boy, are you ready. You can take, by clicking on quizzes and exams, you will go to the quizzes and exams that apply to you. And this means you can keep in front of you all the issues. So this is a very powerful way for you to think about history and any other kind of complex content. And this is part, as I understand it, of the new way we're going to be trying to do more for our courses. So we can try it out, and if you have things you want changed or improved, I'll give it a try.